They had killed Jory and Will and Hewitt, and that guardsman on the steps, whoever he had been. They could kill her father too, and her if they caught her. Fear cuts deeper than swords, she said aloud. But it's no good pretending to be a water dancer. Syrio had been a water dancer, and the White Knight had probably killed him. And anyhow, she was only a little girl with a wooden stick, alone and afraid. She squirmed out into the yard, glancing around warily as she climbed to her feet. The castle seemed deserted. The Red Keep was never deserted. All the people must be hiding inside, their doors barred. Arya glanced up longingly at her bedchamber, then moved away from the Tower of the Hand, keeping close to the wall as she slid from shadow to shadow. She pretended she was chasing cats, except she was the cat now, and if they caught her, they would kill her. Moving between buildings and over walls, keeping stone to her back whenever possible, so as no one could surprise her, Arya reached the stables almost without incident. A dozen gold cloaks in mail and plate ran past as she was edging across the inner bailey, but without knowing whose side they were on, she hunched down low in the shadows and let them pass. Holland, who had been master of horse at Winterfell as long as Arya could remember, was slumped on the ground by the stable door. He had been stabbed so many times, it looked as if his tunic was patterned with scarlet flowers.